You're listening to SBS News.
In a deal likely to change the media landscape across the whole world, Walt Disney Studios have acquired 21st Century Fox. The two entertainment giants control some of the most valuable franchises on the planet.
I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Only a master of evil, Darth.
Star Wars, Marvel superheroes, The Simpsons and Pixar animation are all now under one roof as part of a strategy to challenge streaming giant Netflix. The $71 billion acquisition will give Disney's planned streaming service Disney Plus a huge range of popular content. Financial analyst Max Wolf says it's a big deal.
So it's certainly very impressive that we made it through, and that it looks like we're going to have the largest media company in the world by a wide margin. And it looks as though we were all waiting for Disney to plunge into the streaming business, and they're going to plunge into it with a 60% ownership in Hulu. So they're going to plunge into it already number three, kind of when they flip the on switch, and they're going to have Marvel and Pixar and Star Wars, and they're really going to have quite an arsenal to and I think we're going to see maybe a little more competition for Amazon and Netflix a little bit faster than we had anticipated.
The streaming service Disney Plus aims to make up for the continuing loss of subscribers from traditional broadcast assets like ESPN and other cable networks. It means Disney will be taking on the current streaming market leaders, Amazon Prime, and leading the market, Netflix. Daniel Ives, the managing director of Wedbush Securities, says Disney is now in control of a huge section of the market, but puts the studio exactly where it wants to be as it prepares to launch its rival streaming service.
In the closing of the Disney Fox acquisition, it really closes a major chapter for Iger and Disney. I mean, they really needed the Fox assets to make sure that as a streaming franchise, Disney was going to be a legit player. And this is really what I view as the first step in Disney's, you know, potential encroachment on Netflix and others in the streaming world.
Disney needs compelling TV shows and movies to persuade viewers to sign up and pay for yet another streaming service. It already has classic Disney cartoons, Star Wars, Pixar, The Muppets, and some of the Marvel characters. With Fox, Disney could add Marvel's X-Men and Deadpool, along with programs shown on such Fox channels as FX Networks and National Geographic. Fox's productions also include The Americans, This Is Us, and Modern Family. Max Wolf again.
Disney and Fox, especially given how big Disney is and how much lives inside that empire, means that day one they have a compelling content stream. They have tons of TV shows that are already hits. They have a huge pipeline of products. They have a lot of America and the world's favorite films and film IP. So, I mean, they're obviously a real content story on day one, which is amazing.
The deal helps Disney further control TV shows and movies from start to finish, from creating the programs to distributing them through television channels, movie theaters, streaming services, and other ways that people watch entertainment. Disney would get valuable data on customers and their entertainment viewing habits, which it can then use to sell advertising. But what will it mean for us, the viewing public? Media analyst Paul de Garabedian says in the end, viewers could be the winners.
You know, I think at the end of the day, it's really about what the content is going to look and feel like to the consumer. All this stuff going on behind the scenes, that's fine. But what's going to really matter is where the rubber meets the road, when this content is available to consumers, both on the small screen and the big screen, and how that's all going to play out in the decades to come. Because this is a long-term play. Bringing Disney and Fox together is monumental, and we're just at the beginning. We're only going to, you know, start seeing the manifestation of this in a few months, and then that'll continue over years. So it'll be very exciting to see how this all plays out.
Analysts also believe that having three major content providers competing in the streaming market could bring some price competitiveness and cheaper fees for viewers. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.